Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anne in Illinois is on the line with some sort of odor coming around her money pit. What's going on?
My mom is 87, and she was born and is still living in the exact same house. And she has a basement. It is a cement floor, and it has two floor drains. In one drain, the air conditioner and furnace drips into, and then in the other drain, the shower and the washer drains into that. But periodically, we get that old, earthy, old smell that waffles, you know, around the basement and starts coming upstairs. We've tried, you know, for years, you know, a bucket of water down the drain, hoping that that gets rid of it, but that really doesn't last for long. So do you have an easy solution for me?
Do you have any idea where these drains go, where these floor drains go?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know if they're connecting up with the main waistline of the house or not. Floor drains should, in a perfect world, connect with the rest of the waistlines for the house. And they tend to sometimes get an odor in them because the traps dry out. And the solution to that is, like you know, is to put a bucket of water in now and again, because then that U-shaped part of the pipe fills up with water and stops the sewage gas from backing up. Is the smell that you're getting a sewage gas smell, or is it just a dampness smell?
It's a damp, earthy smell.
Do you have any other evidence of moisture in that basement? Do you see efflorescence or mineral deposits on the walls? Does it look like they've leaked? Have you ever had a flood, you know, that kind of thing?
Nope, no flood. Occasionally a crack in the foundation.
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is figure out where those pipes are going. And you know, one way to do that is to have a drain cleaning company run a camera down there. It's a pretty common test these days. It's like a camera on the end of a snake, and you can stick it in the pipe, and they can basically figure out where it's going. Because if it's not installed right, then, you know, that is an issue. You might also consider abandoning some of those drains, and instead of running the shower and the sink, and the washer, sorry, into that, what you would do is you would install what's called a lift pump, which is kind of a sealed container that gets filled up with water, and then a pump carries that water up high enough to let gravity drain it into the main waistline of the house. That's the case, and you could seal off that drain and not have to worry about it.
Have you ever heard of something called like a drainer?
That's a good idea, and that's an approach. And basically what it is it's a drain that also prevents back-guessing or back-drafting out of that drain. So it's kind of like a ball valve that the water can flow through it, but the valve itself, the check valve, stops the sewage gas from getting back in. If you want to keep running that washer and that shower into the drain, then that's probably a good option. But I really don't like the idea of the washer and the shower running into that drain. I think it should be properly plumbed through a lift pump so it lifts it up and out and directly into the waistline going out of the house.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.